Are you insane?
They are insane!
You're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
Inaccurate.
But meant frosting.
It does like you.
How you doing, Mike?
That man is bereft of passion and imagination.
Mr. Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
Let the lesson begin.
You're carving us up like a roast.
For the Horatio, gentlemen.
The Horatio.
Captain Picard, to the bridge. Captain, we've got a problem with the warp core or the phase inducers. Or some other damn thing.
Geordi.
Hello, Captain. Should I call you Ambassador?
Oh, I haven't been called that for some time either.
How about Mr. Picard?
How about Jean-Luc?
I don't think I get used to that.
Good Lord, Geordi. Well, how long has it been?
You know, they say all good things must come to an end. But what they don't really know is that the actual phrase, all good things must end in wine. Red wine or white wine. I'm Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kim Miller.
I'm Kiernan.
Kiernan who?
McCafferty.
And I'm just talking about Star Trek, the 101st episode. Now, there's a lot of questions whether or not we're going to continue on this facade, this charade. Let's end this charade.
Have a parade.
Lord Farquaad, yeah. We'll have a charade at the parade. All right, Ken, you have something you want to say. Now, please don't ruin it like you did with the 100th episode. Like, no, listen. This is really great. Actually, you tried to end the 100th episode with a quote from what episode?
The last episode.
Named?
Oh, good things must come to an end.
Which, coincidentally, where are we right now?
Temecula,
more specifically. My God. The next generation is faltering.
Callaway Vineyard and Winery.
Callaway Vineyard and Winery. Yes. And why are we here? What's important about this?
Because this is where they shot the place where Geordi owned his little vineyard.
Rewriting history. Geordi now is a winemaker.
Back to Netflix for you, quickly.
wait, before you guys...
All right, yes, this is very important. He's been wanting to tell us.
Velika! Hawk! Jack!
Which means?
I just want to talk about Star Trek.
Oh, very good, very good. So, welcome, friends. My name is Mike McCafferty. This is I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek, episode 101... After our madness of the Abed, Carl held a storm that basically blocked many voices with sails unfurled. But here we are. We have escaped them by leaving the hot confines of Los Angeles, the hot confines of Temecula.
Even hotter confines.
Even hotter. Hot as Vulcan.
Yes.
As Kim said, hot as Vulcan. What episode is that in, Kiernan? Kim? Kiernan.
Oh, wow.
Do you know Kiernan?
Yeah.
Which one? Well, don't give it away, Kim.
Right. Well, I was going to say.
A mock time. All right.
No. I didn't
what were you going to say?
That was an episode. I thought because that was in Enterprise.
The one where Geordi made the wine.
You're going to say Conundrum because you're obsessed with Conundrum.
I really like Conundrum. It's. I like the part where Worf, I have the most stars.
I have the most stars? What are you talking about?
He has like this because they all forgot what their ranks are, and like Picard is like, oh well, I appear to be the leader of this group, and then Worf is like, well, I have the most stars,
and they're
like, I am very decorated.
I am very.
I appear to be very decorated.
All right, so as you can tell, we have a little bit of a menagerie here. I'm trying to look up the Klingon drinking song, and instead I'm coming up with my Theater 530 class. I don't know what that is. That's Chairman Mao. All right, so we are here in Callaway Winery, where 24 years ago they filmed the final episode of Star Trek, all good things. They went all the way down to Temecula, which is a good hour away from downtown Los Angeles.
It's just north of the San Diego, Orange County border.
Yes, this is actually, I believe, in Riverside County. So, which is,
okay.
I think it's in Riverside. Yeah, I think we're in Riverside. Maybe I'm wrong, but either way, it is a far distance away. So, is it in Riverside, Kim?
I'll look it up while you're talking.
All right. Either way, it is a long distance away. You would think that they would film, because they're shooting in a vineyard, in Picard's vineyard, the Picard vineyard, where Rene and Robert would soon burn in a horrible fire.
Robert. Would soon burn to death.
Burn to death in the fire. That's why I sent that to you. Like he has a little fireplace there. But anyway, so we are here in this vineyard, this winery. It's a vineyard which has a winery adjacent to it.
Right, Riverside.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Adjacent to it.
I miss Jason.
Hello, fools.
We all miss.
To Jason.
To the late Jason.
To the late Jason McCass. Kiernan is joking on his Diet Coke.
Kiernan is a big fan of Jason.
He wasn't going to come, and I was very sad, and...
Well, right now he's at the, what is he, at the laugh track or something?
He's working on his stand-up act because he didn't
want to
be.
He's at the laugh factory right now. Jason's at the laugh factory, yes.
You're kidding.
Well, he's not anymore, but he was at the laugh factory.
He's home.
Well, he's home, but for a while he was at the laugh factory. He was doing five tight minutes on Star Trek with Joe Piscopo. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Jason McCarris. And you know the thing about replicators is you never get what you want, but you always get what you need. Am I right? I'm Jason McCarris. Thank you very much. That's my tight five.
5 seconds.
It's my tight 5 seconds. Join me in my comedy parade. All right. So we're just having a little bit of fun here. Kim drove up from San Diego.
San Diego. 1 hour away.
1 hour away. Not the usual 2 hours away she drives to be up here. We drove down here because we're here in a family reunion for my wife. My wife's family comes down here every year. And we didn't realize, we were at Miramonte, which is just like, it's literally like 500 yards away. Last year did we do a podcast for that or no?
Think so.
I don't think we did, but
what's Miramonte?
Miramonte is a winery right next to it, but we were doing the Paradise Syndrome. Miramonte.
What's the Paradise?
Just because it sounds like Miramonte.
It sounds like Miramonte. Miramonte sounds like Miramonte, which is the Paradise Syndrome, which is the third season episode, which actually isn't a bad one. We talked about, Kiernan said there weren't any good third season episodes of the original series.
Series station.
The Series XM.
No, I said except Enterprise Incident.
But I think Paradise Syndrome, now that I think about it, is actually a pretty good one. It's where Kirk thinks he's a Native American. It's horribly racist, but it's very touching at the end. Because his child dies in womb. He gets married.
Wife's pregnant.
Then the guy throws like plastic rocks at him. And then his wife dies, and there's nothing McCoy can do.
That's right.
Because she's still alive, but I'm sorry, Jim, there's nothing I can do. You can't beam her to the Enterprise and save her? Jesus, McCoy, you're the worst doctor ever. But McCoy has the ability to solve weird diseases like Erymotic disease, Erymotic syndrome, which is what we're talking about here.
He can cure that?
No, I don't. I'm just positing that I'd be able to cure it.
Talking about all good things.
In all good things, so we're here talking about all good things. It's only about like 6 or 7 minutes where they film this the scene from this episode. So we're not going to talk about the whole episode.
Oh, all right. I just watched it. I forgot how much I liked it. The whole idea of anti-time.
Anti-time. It's anti-time. Congratulations.
Beam a reverse tachyon pulse.
I know. It's so much.
No, inverse tachyon.
So much reroll. No, I thought we'd just talk about the vineyards of Star Trek. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about family a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
Geordi's vineyard.
What? Then why is he there?
He went to visit him because he heard that he had this Erymotic
syndrome. Yeah.
Why was?
Because he heard that Jean-Luc Picard was losing his mind a little bit, so he went to go visit him.
So that's
because
his.
He heard he had a fatal illness.
Wait, no, that's yes. his. That's his vineyard?
Whose? Yes.
Picard's.
Yes.
I thought it was Geordi's. Like, all right, he came to stop by.
So Kiernan has watched a lot of episodes. He hasn't watched Family, the episode after Best of Both Worlds Part 2.
Yes.
Which is, it's an okay episode. It kind of sweeps a lot of stuff under the rug, in my opinion. Well, the whole Borg thing, like Picard gets over being like captured and killing 39,000 people in one mud fight in a vineyard.
That was a nice way of dealing with that whole trauma.
Well, it is,
have just ignored it, been like, no, that was a terrible thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could have, but I mean,
spatial anomaly.
Never happened. Sleep, Data. Picard wakes up. I had a horrible dream. It was all a dream, Captain.
It's a cool acknowledgement of what he went through and how it's still affecting him.
It is, but the writers...
That, like, months have gone by, or weeks, or something.
Well, no, I think they went, like, to the space dock there. And
that's it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like weeks, or... I mean, they want to throw a parade for him, actually. They did want to throw a parade for him at his French town.
That's right. Give him the keys to the city.
The keys to the city. All right, so as you can tell, this is kind of a little bit of a loosey-goosey podcast here.
Red wine.
The red wine is flowing.
Oh, I have a winery. That gives you a clue.
Yes, we have a
My
little
father
bit.
Is not driving me home.
Oh, but I am.
I will call someone else.
Who will you call?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. Jason.
To Jason. To the memory of Jason. We'll always have Jason. We'll always have Paris. We'll always have Jason.
Jesus, your answer for everything.
Remember that conspiracy where they toast, like, to the Odyssey or whatever it was? To the, what was it? They toasted someone.
Jason.
To the Jason. To the Jason.
Commander Riker, why are you... Do you want more worms?
What was that? You are so your dad's
Yes, he is definitely the shotgun...
just start nonsense and then whether or not...
Oh, it's the Horatio. That's right. To the Horatio, gentlemen.
Horatio?
Why?
Jason on that?
Jason's the captain of the Horatio.
Remember when Jason got command of the Horatio?
Remember when, what was it, Louis or Louis was going to make him, was going to like get Picard to raise Atlantis? He's like, we're going to raise the seafloor.
We need a new subcontinent.
We need a new subcontinent to raise the seafloor. Kiernan is dying.
Man, Kiernan. Iromonic syndrome.
Iromonic syndrome.
Make some time travel.
So we're actually in the vineyard. We're actually in the... We were on the exact little road where Jean-Luc Picard stops, and all of those like people from the 21st century after the war are screaming at him in the vineyard. Well, remember, like, there's like World War III. And so, like, so
it was like in
1980. Oh my gosh, Karen. Oh my gosh. You got
drinking Diet Coke.
It appears we have a long way to go.
Are you talking about in the...
In the first one. Yeah, in kind of Farpoint. Parfoint.
Jason,
to the ratio.
Parfoint Station. He's there.
Parfon Station. Would you engage with them? Parfon. Punfire Station. Kim just joined fingers with me. You know, if you're just listening, if you're on Starburns Network. Starburns Audio, that's what it is. This is not reflective of how we use it. We have traveled all the way to Temecula, California, to Callaway Winery, to talk about a small segment of Star Trek history. Now, the last episode, we were actually at the Japanese Gardens, where they shot many, many episodes. But
stopped us.
World War III itself ultimately lasted from 2026 through 2053.
So the 21st century, yeah. So the 21st century is where we start the Farpoint episode, where Q puts him on trial, and there's all these weird like mutants there who
That was related to a World War III.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Because during
Parfoit.
Parfoit.
Parfoit. To me, my wife. To the Horatio.
Captain Jason.
To gallant Captain Jason. Died in line of duty. But it goes nowhere. It doesn't. Space is relative. I'm going down with the ship. All right. Well, you know.
You're just right there.
Okay. No. Okay. Because he was in the ship. Q.
So encountered Farpoint. And he was place.
Okay. So he was in the ship. Q was in the ship, and he kept on transforming into like. And he was like, "Oh, this is World War III. I'm on drugs."
What?
Perfect quote from Encounter Farpoint.
Well, no, because do you understand what I'm
saying? Oh, they did use drugs. Like, I had that. Remember that? I had that weird subplot where they were like using drugs in World War III or something.
I don't remember.
To like make them forget that they had the pain of the war.
All right. Yeah, there was a lot of things thrown out there, and so when they come back 7 years later for all good things, they throw out these mutants, which is just a bunch of extras. This is the thing I'm wondering. So out of all of this, if you're listening to this podcast and you're confused, and well, you should be. This is the Horatio cast. So the one thing I wondered about is they went down to Temecula, which is in Riverside County, about like 45, 50 miles away from downtown Los Angeles, and they shot these scenes where Geordi and Picard are talking in these grapevines, and they have these extras running around, like they have a little person throwing his hat and he can't catch it. But the thing, and I swear to you, this is the thing that goes through my head, is like, where did they get those extras from? Because
casting?
No, but like central casting, they have to drive them down, they have to house them. Because outside of 30 miles from the center of Los Angeles, you have to house them. So they would have to house like these people down here. This little person who throws his hat. This giant man who like screams at this wench woman. She's looks like a bar wench from
like
the 1800s.
Les Miserables.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, one day more. One day war.
Why? How come the addition of a dwarf always makes something creepy and surreal?
I know. Ooh, this is really weird. Because they have two different
dwarf,
shots.
You'd be like, what the hell?
So they have two different shots of people of size lesser than the average. This is how 2018 I'm terming this. But they have a person who may be a child and the person who's definitely a little person. They have two different shots.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder, do they actually drive these people down? Do they like give them transportation, they pay them, and then they house them overnight? These are things I worry about.
Producer hat, you think of these things.
This is my producer hat I'm putting on. So, all right, Karen, what do you got? You're looking on your phone. He can't.
He's looking at pictures of Jason.
He's looking at pictures of Worf in a fistful of datas, which we already covered. All right, so this is not going to be a long podcast because it's not going to be a very good podcast.
In case you couldn't tell already. But it's cool to be here where they've filmed two, or actually three, episodes, right?
Just two. They didn't film Family.
Where did they film?
Oh,
they filmed that in...
What else did they film?
What else did they film?
They filmed two episodes.
Well, they filmed... No, actually, they just filmed one episode.
Where was Family shot?
I'm going to tell you in one second. It is in San Francisco, I believe. It's somewhere...
In Napa Valley or something?
Yeah, I think in Napa Valley. Because Temecula was just coming about, so Temecula is sort of like the secondary wine country in California. Think like, oh, Napa Valley, but it has been co-opted now.
Temecula has lots of wineries around.
Temecula must have like 40 wineries. It is insane. If you go down to San Diego for Comic-Con, and you really, really want to go and like do like a little bit of a Star Trek crawl, it's only 45 minutes away, and you can drink all the wine you can possibly get.
More than an hour, but all right.
Oh, it's more than an hour? Well, how long did it take you?
About an hour.
Well, I just said an hour, so... Why are you challenging?
Fight, Jason.
To the Horatio.
Jason will save us.
Dear Jason went down with the ship.
Buried in a rock pile.
Crashed into a podcast.
All right. What was your favorite moment of All Good Things, both of you? Because Dad is doing some research and Kim is...
Yeah, Karen wants to take over the podcast. So, Karen, I'm going to cede the next 2 minutes of this podcast while I look this up.
Oh. All right. Well, Dad, you're going to have to be a part of it. You're going to...
My favorite part of all good things.
Yeah. Karen, what is your favorite part of all good things?
Might be the moment when Q says he takes Picard back millions of years to primordial Earth. Look, your whole civilization came from this pool of goo.
Look at this goo, Picard. Feel it. This is you.
I like the idea that he could have just snuffed out all of Earth civilization in that millisecond. Kind of a cool idea.
I think my favorite moment was, and also I know for sure that this is Dad's favorite moment. I have two, actually. One where Q kind of ends it all, blah, 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 Captain Picard, what is it, the right before the final ship goes down into the anomaly.
All good things
must come to an end.
Yeah.
I can't keep the, and Jordy's like, I can't keep the warp shell going. And
the warp shell.
The static warp shell going.
Is static warp shell, warp bubble, is it?
No, or? It's static warp shell. I know it.
All right, very good.
I can't keep the static warp shell going. It's gonna collapse.
I gotta go back to my vineyard.
Wait a minute, you thought Jordy had a vineyard. You would comment on suspect.
And then also right after that moment where Q goes up to whisper. Actually, I have three. Q goes up to whisper.
Have three favorites.
Q goes up to whisper into Picard's ear and says, "You'll find out, and I'll see you."
Oh yeah.
And then Data's line, which was actually a suggestion by Brett Spiner. The final line of TNG. And the sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit.
Oh, really? He suggested that?
Yeah, he suggested that.
Yeah, oh, that's right. A good one.
Well, it, originally, like in the script, it says that Q is, like, on the Joker, and he's, like, staring up at them, like, ha-ha, which is, like...
That's weird.
I know, it's so weird. It's just like, wait, is this Q's show? So, but no, the sky's the limit's a fitting way to end it.
Yeah, you wrapped it up very well.
Why is it the sky the limit? Because...
What?
Why is the sky low? It's
a phrase. It's an okay. Old phrase.
Yeah, well...
Before your time, my son.
Sorry, Dad. But,
listen to that.
But, like, isn't the whole series based on the point where the sky isn't the limit and there's more limits to pass?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
You're like, which is a
Kieran
metaphor?
And Calloway. Sky is the limit. He loves that one.
I love that so much.
All right. So my favorite part about All Good Things is actually one that they delete sometimes, and we've talked about this before. When they delete it for like when doing a broadcast version, sometimes they'll cut some parts of that out. And part of it is that I'm slurring my words. Is when he says is when Picard says thank you, and Q says what for. Says you had a hand in this. It's like, well, you know, the anomaly was my idea, but or the anomaly was.
I got you into it.
Hey.
Yes.
We. Come on over here, Nick. Come on over here.
Edit that right out.
This is our friend Nick here. He works at Callaway Winery.
How's it going?
Good, man. Good. I'll shake your hand here. It's all right. I've had a little bit of red wine here. So, how long have you worked here at this winery, Nick?
About 3.5 years.
3.5 years. So, I asked a couple of people. People and they said they're women. It doesn't actually matter, but they're like
human female.
Yeah, human females. And I was like, where did you shoot Star Trek? Like Star Trek? I don't know. And another one said, I don't like Star Trek. And I was like, oh my god. And they said maybe you should talk to Nick. And so we're here with you, Nick. So how did you find out about this? The fact they shot Star Trek here?
I found it through my old coworker that used to work here.
Who's your old coworker? Did he work here when they shot it, or no?
No.
94?
Yeah, no. Yeah. His name's Art, so he works under the winery out here, but he was the one that told me about it.
Oh, okay.
Ever since then, I just tell people about it if they ever ask. So yeah, I just know that it's filmed right there.
Right there. Now, how come, do people ever come up to you and say, hey, where's the Star Trek?
I had two people.
Two people? Yes.
In 20 years.
In 20
Since
years.
I've been here for 3.5 years. So.
For 3.5 years. So I have 3.5 years, two people come up, like, we're one of them, right?
You're going to be third now.
Oh, the third one. All right. That, all right, we'll accept that. All right. So two people come up to you and said, where do they shoot Star Trek? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You guys need to have a little placard down there, a Picard placard. You know what? Because like in like they have a place like a water treatment facility in Los Angeles, and they have this placard with like shots of like where they shot all these Star Trek episodes.
Oh, okay.
People would go down there. I'm telling you, people would go there.
How long have you been around this?
We planned it in '69, and we opened it in 1974.
But then it got bought by another company, right?
It's bought out by a few different companies since then.
So oh, okay. So what was original? When it was in '94, what was it?
In '94, it was Ally DeMec.
So okay.
Ally DeMec was like a commercial company at the time.
Oh, okay. So like, yeah, we don't care. So, and then Callaway bought it.
Well, Callaway founded it. Eli Callaway founded the company in 1969, opened in '74, and then he owned it from '74 to '81. And Hiram Walker bought it from him in 1981. And Hiram Walker owned it from 1981 to 1986. And then in 1986, got bought out by a company called Ally DeMec, which was the commercial company, and they made its commercial. So they owned this from 1986 to 1996. And then in 96, there was a blight out here in Texas called Pierce disease.
Oh, wow.
So when that happened, no one owned us. Our banks were owning us for about 9 years, and then we finally got owners in 2005. We have the same owner since.
So they got about, so did Callaway retain ownership, or is that just a name that
it's
they use?
It's just a name that we get.
So who owns it now?
Brother and sister do. Their names are Matt and Patricia Lynn.
Oh, okay. Are they here?
No. Right. Well, I mean, they live out here, you know.
Bring us the Lynns.
Yeah. They're Taiwanese.
Oh, Lynn. All right. Okay. Are they in Taiwan right now?
No. Actually, I think Patricia is. I don't know where. And Matt may just be at his house in, like, Del Mar or something. So.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
going there next.
Yeah. We're doing a Star Trek crawl. Yeah. Matt, Lynn, where are you? Yeah. All right. So... How can we get this to be more popular? Can we put something up, like a little placard?
Now you have to talk to Nate about. Nate's my manager.
I saw Nate. I met Nate yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he directed me to you.
Well, I mean, like, I don't have that much authority. That, you mean, like, I just, you know, when he's not around, I just, you know, take the reins and stuff like that. That you still have to go through him. He's
Comic-Con
the one that has authority.
Coming. We have a huge parade of nerds coming up.
I know. I mean, like, this isn't that far from Comic-Con. You could probably get, like 40 to 100 people come by here. Every year for a pilgrimage, you know, like to see it, because you know it's the last episode of Star Trek Next Generation, which is the most popular series. So like this is important. This has value.
Yeah, I mean, talk to him about it. I mean, I'll back it up if you want. If you want to talk to him about it,
I'll talk to Nate. Yeah. If I don't talk to him, I'll talk to Matt Lynn. Because this is a great spot too. We could like do podcasts here. This is great. I mean, yeah.
I mean, this is our OPR room, so I mean, like, this is for like our OPR or something.
What's OPR stand for?
Owner's Private Reserve.
Oh,
so
oh.
It's like it's a $2,000 a year membership.
To be in this room. But you are waving that.
Kick us out.
For the I Just Want to Talk About Star Trek podcast. Because Nick is okay. Nick is all right. Well, we're not going to pin that on you, all right? So we're gonna change your name. Don't worry about it.
Schmick.
So Schmick is here. So if we make a little placard, if we come down, can we talk Nate into putting that in there somewhere?
Possibly. You never know. All right.
All right. Okay, I'll release you.
All right, yeah, I got to go clean up. So,
right, thank you.
Guys
you.
Are good. Yeah, so we got thanks, like 20 buddy. Minutes, all right?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. All right, thank you, buddy. All right, we appreciate that. That is a mandate if I've ever heard one. It finishes up in 20 minutes.
Get that out. Get your primordial goo out of here.
Primordial goo. It's turning to goo. Which was the last thing they shot.
What?
That's the last thing they shot in the entire TNG series.
That's
was, yes. Started. Yeah. They were in planet hell. They were shooting on the primordial planet.
Cool.
Not here. So... Right, so we've got 20 minutes to fill.
I'll take over the 20 minutes.
Fill!
All right, so here's what I found out about Family. Family was actually not shot in San Francisco. I have lied about that.
Okay.
San Francisco. It was actually shot, it was shot on location. The house was shot in a home in Encino, California.
What? Encino?
We can go find that, Kendra.
It's right near your house.
And the vineyard was found in a dry land farming site, which doesn't make any sense, a dry land farming site. In Lancaster, California, near Edward Air Force Base, which is where we used to live when we lived in Palmdale.
Oh.
So we'll have to go there.
I will. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of curiosity.
Jordy in his vineyard.
I can
Captain,
take over.
I'm making a nice little red wine. Nice Chardonnay.
I will take over for the next 20 minutes, Father.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know about that, buddy. Well, I gave you 2 minutes while I was looking, so we're slowly launching in this. Now, I have a little bit of a head cold here, so I'm trying to, between that and wine.
Head cold?
Huh?
Did you say head cold?
Yeah, I have aromatic syndrome. Where's Data? Where's Kim? I need to talk to Kim. She's in Cambridge.
Now, Jessel, I would be surrounded by cats, though.
Jessel, oh, you would be surrounded by cats, yeah. All right, so we can probably put a cap on this. I think we'll probably, we've kind of run out of things to say. I will say it's beautiful here.
Yes. If you're in the area, come visit.
Come visit us right now. No, it is beautiful. Temecula is beautiful. And we've been to two places in the past couple weeks. Where Patrick Stewart's been, where Boothby's been, Ray Walston, Patrick Stewart, now LeVar Burton and Patrick Stewart, and people of various sizes. We should go to Cambridge. We should go to Cambridge. Well, they didn't go to Cambridge, so we need to go. If you want to go to Cambridge, we'll go to Cambridge, but you see like weird land speeders they have there and that, so... All right, so is there anything else we need to put on this podcast? We need to set up on
I'm
this
sure
podcast?
What we covered exactly.
Well, it was just a...
Kim's a little tipsy.
I do, who?
Kim.
Kim is not.
Kim's a little tipsy. Do you want to finish some more of my red wine, Doctor? Or?
Full of this one.
Well, it's gone now. Here, I'll split it with you.
Oh, my God.
It's got aromatic syndrome in it. To the Horatio.
To the Horatio. Captain Jason.
Captain Jason.
Oh, we miss him.
He died at the Laugh Factory, trying to save his crew. Went down.
Died at the end.
He went down with the bits. I will go down with the bits. A parade of bits. Let's end this parade. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this parade. Bring the ship closer.
Picard again, shall right?
The Picard, the Parade,
we
Picard.
We may see the Picard again. Huh?
Well, there is this weird rumor. We can actually talk about actual news where it keeps on being proliferated that, man, I can't believe I got through that word. Proliferated. I was like, woo! Let's see if I can hit that one. Boom. That Patrick Stewart's going to come back and do another Star Trek series. It comes
true,
from nothing.
Or is it just random rumor?
I have heard nothing from this, but we know that Alex Kurtzman, the wise and benevolent Alex Kurtzman. Benevolent Alex Kurtzman.
Can you drive me home, please?
No.
It's fine. I will drive us both home, Kieran.
Water and food.
Yes, I need a little bit of aromatic syndrome and I'll be fine.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch. No, it's actually this head cold, which is...
So what's going to happen with...
Well, so there's been... So Alex Kurtzman sort of became the Kevin Feige / Kathleen Kennedy of Star Trek in the past few weeks. And people have been spreading rumors like crazy. And one of them is that Patrick Stewart is going to sign and do another Star Trek series, which seems a little weird. He's like 79 right now.
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know. How old is he? How old is he?
Pick a random
he's
number.
He's 104. Type R. T-R-I-C-K.
But there are several series.
There are several series in the works, and we'll talk about that.
He is 77.
Well, I'm not that far off. So is he really going to roll up and do like 22 episodes per season? Probably 10. But even so, is he going to do 80 days of shooting to do like another Next Generation series or another series? I mean, we would all love that. If you just sat in this like vineyard here in Callaway every day, I want to talk to Data. Like him and LeVar Burton, and like LeVar Burton reading rainbowed him books every day. Well, Kathna, I want to read you about the hungry caterpillar. I don't want to read about that. I don't want to hear about that.
What's supposed to happen? There's supposed to be a new series set in the Starfleet Academy and then several animes. Several been, or one animated series?
There's been like
animated series for children, animated series for adults.
I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to do that.
But it's exciting that there's new Star Trek.
It movies. Is so exciting. It's not I mean, dead end. Yeah, it's it seems like more Star... Oh, I'm sorry. Just stepped on your foot. To me, my wife.
Step on my bare toes.
To the ratio. Jason McCarris died doing a bit with Michael Richards in the Laugh Factory. I will go down with the bit.
Abed.
Abed? Oh my god, don't invoke Abed. So, alright, we don't need to talk about that.
Abed's like cute.
Abed is cute. He just pops up.
Moving on.
All right, so we need to cap this off here.
20 minutes.
10 minutes now. But if Patrick Stewart came back and did like a limited series, like 10 episodes, post-Nemesis, oh my God, that would be the best thing.
Where did we see him last? What happened with the last time we saw him?
Nemesis. Right? Or no? I think I've been
burping at the end of Nemesis.
In Nemesis,
Data died.
Data died.
But no.
Before.
Before.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before came out. We can get rid of that plot line.
Never saw the sun.
What happened with Picard? The
Kiernan likes that song.
I listened to that song, not by the original guy, Brett Spiner, every single day for like a week.
He was very much into that song, Blue Skies, in Nemesis. Blue Skies.
What happened with the card?
Smiling at me. Well, I think he commanded the Enterprise again. The Enterprise E, was it? Or F? Or
well, yeah. Dad, oh my gosh.
E was destroyed, right?
Well,
or was badly damaged?
No, it was badly damaged.
All right.
In the comics, Father.
Comics? What are you talking about?
In the comics, there's comics. Official comic that's canon.
Schmeck.
That the before canon.
Comics are not canon. I just want to say that. Comics are enjoyable, but they're not canon. They will never be canon.
Ah.
It's a bold statement, but I'm going to make it. All right, I think we've wound down here. Kieran is laying in his chair. Kim is finishing off my red wine. Schnick has left us. The people of varying sizes have gone off and gotten their vouchers for SAG. LeVar Burton has widened his eyes. If you watch All Good Things, dear God, he widens his eyes looking for those people.
His blue eyes.
His crazy blue mechanical eyes looking for them. But we have been here. We have been a part of history. This is... The rest of us, we are passing through history. This is history. That's Belloc from Indiana Jones. But that's all right. We can cross over. Because this is history. We are here. We have been to Starfleet Academy. We have been to Picard's Vineyards. We will go to that house in Encino. We will go to the vineyards in Lancaster. The doors close by themselves.
Jason?
The Horatio lives on.
All right. Jason is on the wind.
Jason is a spirit. He is a spirit living in the pattern buffers with Roan. To Jason.
Oh, Roan.
Roan in Sub Rosa.
Ronan.
Roan.
There's also an episode in Enterprise where the communication officer.
Does this have an ending, or are you just playing?
There is an episode in Enterprise. All right.
Where the communication officer, like
Yoshi,
Hiroshi, yeah,
Hiroshi, Yoshi,
it gets stuck.
Hiroshi, Yoshi is Mario's.
Yoshi, Mario.
Ba da ba ba da ba 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 da 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 da. All right.
We're wrapping up.
All right. Kieran, do you have anything to add there? Do you want to finish that thought?
Yeah,
it has this finite ending. I just want to rant.
Where she gets stuck in the pattern buffer, and then there's these weird aliens that are in the vents of the Enterprise, and she's like, guys, look at the vents of Enterprise. And they're like, oh, okay, there's nothing in the vents of Enterprise. And then she's like, I'm sure of it. And they're like, where's Hoshi? And they're like,
they're like, where's Hoshi? And she's like, I'm right here. And then they walk through her, and she like walks around. Dear. And she...
Jason, wow. Save us.
To the Horatio.
Hoshi means star.
Well, Hoshi means star? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
how do you know that, Kim?
Japanese.
What?
All right, thank you so much for enduring this. After 100 episodes, we get one episode where we can kind of burn through it.
According to who?
According to me. According to the mutants after World War III, as pulled in by Q in the Callaway Winery, as verified by Nick.
Schnick.
As a schnick, as adjudicated by Kiernan and Kay, Kim. My name is Mike McCafferty.
I'm Kim Miller. I'm Kieran, and Mike's youngest son.
And I just want to talk about...
Star Trek!
Dear God.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
Don't you understand?
Error. Law. Imperfection.
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. No, blah, blah, blah!
So, okay, as we're wrapping up, probably don't dive into a recap of an Enterprise episode. Don't, like, go, so Hoshi became a ghost, and there was monsters in the vents, and people passed through her, and it was really great, and...